All right, kids, come on up. I couldn't fit it all into a bag today, so I had to bring in something a little larger. All right, come on over. Have a seat. Good to see you. So I have three words for you guys to try to remember as I start this. Protective, corrective, and instructive, okay? Protective, corrective, and instructive. So what's happening on Monday? Maybe you guys don't know a thing about this. Yes, what's happening on Monday? The eclipse, right. So can we just go out there and stare at the sun for a little while and take a look at the eclipse? No, why? It would burn your eyes. So what do we need to do? What do we need to have when we're out there? Special glasses. So we're going to have some glasses like this. Now, have you guys heard that they've actually passed out a lot of these things that might not actually work for you? So anyway, you think you have something that's protective, and it's not. You have to make sure. So this is the protective part. This protects your eyes so that you can look at the eclipse carefully. So that's one kind of protective lens. I have to wear these at work every single day. They look really good. So I work in construction, so I have to wear these. Are not so that I can see better. They're to protect my eyes from something flying in them. And if I work outside, then I have another pair. And they look cool, and I can't see very well inside, though. It's really dark right here. So these are all protective things, right? So we're going to take a look out here together. How many of you people have to wear something to help you to see, to read, or whatever nowadays? Take a look around. See all those hands out there? All right, me too. When I turn about 40 years old, something magical happens then. So with that, we have to wear something that's called corrective. And what this does, I think these are Grant's or Dwayne's old glasses right here. And they had to wear them starting pretty early, but in order to see, they had to wear corrective lenses. So that got their eyes to work correctly so that they could read words and things. So protective, corrective, and then we have what I called instructive, right? Anybody know what this is? What's that? Kind of looks like a flashlight. Well, maybe if I did this one here. What's that? It's not a telescope. Yeah. It's instead of a, no, this is a bifocal. And that would be a monocular, right? All right, so you get to put it in one eye. You want to take a look through there? I don't know if that's the right way or not. I think you get it the other way. Yeah, there we go, because it makes things really small. So that helps you to see things from some distance away. Then if I want to see something really far away, yeah, I got the telescope out there, right? But you wouldn't want to look at this of the sun because, again, that would damage your eyes. It would be the wrong lens for that time. Then the last instructive thing that I have is this one here. Hang on a sec. Yeah, what's this? What? You're right. Would I want to look at the eclipse through that? No. What would I do with my microscope? What would I look at? Big things? Yeah. Microscopic things like your hair. It's really cool to look at hair underneath there. If you want to look at this after church, I'll have this set up out there. Maybe we could look at hair or something in there. But that's also instructive. It gives us a better idea of what things are like when they're really small. So really big, really small, kind of far away. All those things are instructive. So God's word's kind of like that. Maybe we just heard some scripture. Would any of you guys listening? Could you anybody tell me what we heard? Yeah, no? Okay. So what we need maybe to help us out a little bit is we have an instructive lens. We have pastor to kind of help give us a clear idea of what the Bible is saying, right? Maybe Sunday school teachers, maybe your parents. And then also it says that the Holy Spirit will give us understanding into a scripture when we read it. So we have all these people to help us, instruct us into what God's word has to say. And sometimes we need a corrective lens because we might be doing something that's just wrong. And you'll have somebody come and say, no, that's not right. You need to do the right thing. And they'll help you to see things more clearly in a corrective type of way. And sometimes it's a matter of protection, right? There's God's words there to protect us from all kinds of things. And so we have God's word can be protective, it can be corrective, and it can be instructive. But a lot of those things happen when other people, especially older people, are willing to pour into our lives and help us to understand what it is to follow God correctly.
Thanks for coming up.
and I'm back to your seats.